ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3.
He is America's best, most incredible political humorist and satirist. You can learn more about Bill Melberg at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. Live from Chicago, Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And greetings, ESPN Radio listeners.
I assume, Bill, you watched the vice presidential debate between Joe Biden and Paul Ryan last night.
Oh, I certainly did, Stevie and Diane, and it was quite a show. You know, vice presidential debates don't usually attract all that much attention, but I suspect this year's edition had more than the usual share of viewers following last week's debate between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, plus, of course, the anticipation of some fireworks between Joe Biden and Paul Ryan, and on that score, the viewers were not disappointed.
That's correct, sir. Yes, definitely. Joining us now to discuss last night's event are three veterans of vice presidential debates. First, President Gerald Ford's running mate in the 1976 contest against Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale, former Senator Bob Dole. Good morning, Senator.
Bob Dole says good morning.
Next, we have Bill Clinton's running mate from 1992 and 1996, former vice president and Nobel Prize winner, Al Gore. Good morning, Mr. Vice President.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And finally, Al Gore's running mate in 2000, Senator Joe Lieberman from Connecticut.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
God bless you both. Thank you for having me back. It seems like we were talking just 1 week ago.
Well, that's because we were talking just 1 week ago, Senator.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pleasure having you back again. Gentlemen, before we discuss last night's showdown in Kentucky, let's talk a little bit about your own vice presidential debates. First, let's listen to a brief clip from Senator Bob Dole's debate with Senator Mondale in 1976.
Senator Dole, 2 years ago when you were running for the Senate, you said that the pardon was prematurely granted and that it was a mistake. You approve of it now, and if the issue was fair game in your 1974 campaign in Kansas, why is it not an appropriate topic now?
It is an appropriate topic, I guess, but it's not a very good issue any more than the war in Vietnam would be, or World War II, or World War I, or the war in Korea, all Democrat wars. All in this century, I figured up the other day, if we added up the killed and wounded in Democrat wars in this century, it would be about 1.6 million Americans, enough to fill the city of Detroit. Now, if we want to go back and rake that over and over and over, we can do that.
Wow. Senator, were you suggesting that the Republicans wouldn't have fought World War II?
Bob Dole was simply pointing out that America's four biggest wars of the 20th century were all started by Democrats.
And what was Senator Mondale's reply?
Senator Mondale replied, and Bob Dole quotes, "Senator Dole has richly earned his reputation as a hatchet man tonight," unquote. What a jerk.
Speaking of wars, Ross Perot's running mate in 1992 was a veteran of the Vietnam War and one of the most highly decorated officers in the history of the United States Navy. Admiral James Stockdale won the Medal of Honor for his actions during 7 years as a POW in the Hanoi Hilton. But unfortunately, candidate Stockdale is also remembered for this opening statement in his debate with Dan Quayle and Al Gore.
Admiral Stockdale, your opening statement, please, sir.
Who am I? Why am I here?
We turn to Vice President Al Gore. Do you remember that debate, sir?
Yes, I do, Stevie. And in particular, I remember this exchange with Vice President Dan Quayle.
Vice President Quayle, go ahead.
Well, I'm tempted to yield to Admiral Stockdale on this. But the fact of the matter is that one of the proposals that Senator Gore has suggested is to have the taxpayers of America spend $100 billion a year on environmental projects in foreign countries.
Just not
foreign true. Aid.
Just
Senator,
not
it's in your book on
it's
page
not.
304.
No,
it is
no,
there.
Not.
It is
no,
in your book. You know, Hal, I wanted to bring the Gore book tonight because I figured he was going to pull a Bill Clinton on me, and he has, because he's going to disavow what's in his book. It's in your book.
No.
It comes out to $100 billion of foreign aid for environmental projects.
All right, let's give him a chance to answer.
Wow, 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 wow. Vice President Gore, Dan Quayle, really went after you.
Yeah, but Bill Clinton and I won that election.
And 4 years later, you had this exchange with Bob Dole's 1996 running mate, Congressman and former Buffalo Bills quarterback, Jack Kemp.
I'd like to start by offering you a deal, Jack. If you won't use any football stories, I won't tell any of my warm and humorous stories about chlorofluorocarbon abatement.
It's a deal. I can't even pronounce it.
Stevie.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I even break myself up. I'm so funny.
Well, gentlemen, enough of the past. Let's talk about the present. What did you think about last night's vice presidential debate? We'll begin with Senator Bob Dole.
Stevie and Diane, Bob Dole can summarize Joe Biden's performance in three words. The same three words Bob Dole used just a moment ago to describe Walter Mondale. What a jerk. Did you see Joe laughing and snickering at everything Paul Ryan said? And it wasn't just his laughing. It was his laughing at the wrong time. For instance, while Paul Ryan was talking about terrorists killing American diplomats in Benghazi, Libya, old Joe Biden was sitting there rolling his eyes, putting on that silly, stupid grin of his, and laughing at an entirely inappropriate moment. What a jerk. And here's what Paul Ryan should have done at the end of the debate. He should have pointed to Joe Biden, looked into the camera at the American people, and said, "Would you buy a used car from this man?" Or to paraphrase Walter Mondale in our 1976 debate, "Vice President Biden has richly earned his reputation as a hatchet man tonight."
Al Gore, your reaction?
Stevie and Diane, I thought Joe Biden was fabulous. His command of the facts, his dynamic debating style, his repeated interruptions, and his complete obfuscation of the facts all served to undermine his opponent and turn the debate into a meaningless monologue, which, of course, was Team Obama's objective. In fact, there were times when I actually felt sorry for Congressman Ryan. Old Joe never gave him much of a chance to speak. And when Ryan did speak, Biden called it, quote, "a bunch of malarkey." I wish I had thought of that line when I debated the evil George W. Bush 12 years ago.
All right, your running mate 12 years ago was Senator Joe Lieberman. Let's bring him into this conversation. Senator, what did Joe Lieberman think of his former Senate colleague, Joe Biden, in last night's vice presidential debate?
Stevie, I thought Joe had been drinking. As someone else put it, Joe came across like a loudmouth drunk who should have been thrown out of the bar.
A loudmouth drunk who should have been thrown out of the bar. Well, that will be the last word, gentlemen, but we say thank you to this distinguished panel for their insights about the vice presidential debate. Let's go to our regular point-counterpoint team to inject a few quick remarks of their own. Here, Senator John McCain, Arizona, Congressman and outgoing Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my
morning.
Friend. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Congressman Frank, what are your thoughts about last night's debate between Vice President Joe Biden and Congressman Paul Ryan?
Oh, Stevie and Diane, I thought Joe Biden was terrific. He brought passion and conviction and energy to the debate. Joe Biden was on fire. Paul Wyan, on the other hand, proved that he's an irresponsible, undefendable, incorrigible meanie who wants to push widow old waities over cliffs and kick little kids out of school. However, on a positive note, as I've said many times previously, I do like his Irish good looks and his baby blue eyes.
Senator McCain, a quick comment from you, sir.
Stevie, my friend, first of all, I'm planning to sue Joe Biden for plagiarism.
What?
He repeatedly referred to Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney as, quote, my friend. Well, as you know, my friends, that's my line. But it's not the first time Joe Biden has been found guilty of plagiarism. And with Joe Biden still just a heartbeat away from the presidency, I pray every day for the good health and well-being of Barack Obama.
And there you have our point counterpoint segment for this week. Thank you, gentlemen, as always. When we come back, political humorist Bill Malberg will be bringing us a preview of next week's presidential debate from Hofstra Tuesday night, which will focus on national security and foreign affairs. Stay tuned. ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. I had said the Illini were 22-point underdogs.
Right.
It started out 21.5, and if it goes either direction, it means that's how America's betting.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25.
Mm.
That means everybody's betting on Michigan to beat us by 25.
Not me. I got Illinois by 3.
We're back with Bill Malberg. All right. I'd love to see that. ESPN Radio debate coverage. We're joined once again to preview next week's debate between President Barack Obama, former Governor Mitt Romney, our good friend in Chicago, political humorist Bill Malberg. And Bill, what will be the focus of next week's presidential debate?
Well, Stevie and Diane, first of all, I hate Michigan.
Yeah, that's right.
But to answer your question, the focus of the next debate will be national security and foreign affairs.
And how would you preview that debate?
Well, I'd preview it with this clip from the 1980 presidential debate between President Jimmy Carter and former Governor Ronald Reagan. As you know, the Arab Spring of last year is turning into something of a nightmare for President Obama. And so if you substitute the words President Mubarak of Egypt for the words the Shah of Iran in these comments by Ronald Reagan during that 1980 debate, you might have a preview of next week's debate. Let's have a listen.
I did criticize the president because of our undercutting of what was a stalwart ally, the Shah of Iran. And I am not at all convinced that he was that far out of line with his people or that they wanted that to happen. The Shah had done our bidding and carried our load in the Middle East for quite some time. And I did think that it was a blot on our record that we let him down. Have things gotten better? The Shah, whatever he might have done, was building low-cost housing, had taken land away from the mullahs and was distributing it to the peasants so they could be landowners, things of that kind. But we turned it over to a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of people, calling it executions.
Wow. As the old saying goes, I guess the more things change, the more they stay the same, Bill.
Yes, and I'm reminded of another old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
And I suspect Governor Romney will be talking next week about the so-called Arab Spring and the unintended consequences of President Obama's naive good intentions, his misguided good intentions in the Middle East, elsewhere around the world, which really aren't working out the way we were told they were going to work out.
Well, and I think this is a town hall setting. Is that correct?
That's correct, Stevie.
Well, it's gonna the dynamics of that with people in the room does not lend itself. I mean, Bill Clinton said it doesn't lend itself to being really on the attack if it's if people in the room. It's a different.
You suppose Joe Biden will interrupt the people in the audience and laugh as much as he did? Barack Obama as much as Joe Biden?
I don't know, but you know they'll Barack Obama will definitely be on the offense. There's no question.
That would really rude. rude last time.
I was
really rude.
I really thought, though, in car radio, because I was in the car for a while, I thought Joe Biden was doing great, and then I saw what was happening in the split screen and going, man, what's he doing? It's unbelievable. Hey, Bill, you're awesome. We appreciate you. We'll talk next Friday.
Oscar Wawa.
Hey.